Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to Myanmar, now where Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition party appears to have won the first openly contested election in 25 years. The military has run the country for decades. The BBC's Jonathan Head joins us from the capital, Yangon. And Jonathan, what is the significance of this vote?
It's an extraordinary moment, really. You think about it, this country has been under the most inward-looking and repressive military government you can imagine. Up until about 4 years ago, the military then started a process of reform that, frankly, nobody really believed in. They had a constitution they'd written themselves, which guaranteed a very strong position for the military for years to come. And yet, at the end of those 4 years, we have an election in which Aung San Suu Kyi, the Nobel laureate, and her party are poised to win the election. We don't know the official results yet. They're still trickling in. But everything we've seen during the campaign, all the information we've had from polling stations as they count the votes, suggests the NLD, the National League for Democracy, that's Aung San Suu Kyi's party, has done incredibly well. Whether it's done well enough is not yet clear. Because the military retains a guaranteed one quarter of the seats in parliament, her party needs to get about two-thirds, or more than two-thirds, of the seats being contested to be able to choose the next government. But they're confident they've passed that threshold. Just take, for example, the main city of Yangon. It used to be called Rangoon. It's the commercial hub. We knew they would do well there, but they're claiming that they've won 44 out of 45 parliamentary seats here. So it's looking very much like an NLD landslide. That means her party would form the next government. That would be the first elected civilian government in this country for more than half a century. That's how big it is.
And yet Aung San Suu Kyi will not be allowed to be the president.
She won't, no, because the military have written into their constitution that nobody who has either a foreign-born spouse or foreign children, and her two children born in Britain and have British passports, can be president. That was a clause they sneaked in because they fear her power. But she's made it absolutely clear that even if she can't be president, as she virtually personifies her party, almost everybody voting for the NLD is voting in effect for her, that she will make all the key decisions, that she will in effect run the country. And nobody doubts that, really. They may doubt how she does it, although she's an incredible icon. Her party is very much run as a one-person show, and nobody's quite sure how effective they'll be in government. But nobody doubts her powerful personality will dominate any government that is run by her party.
So what is likely to change for this country, which, as you said, has been closed off for so long? What are the changes that we should expect with this new government?
I don't think we should expect enormous changes immediately. She'll have to tread carefully. In the half century of military rule, the armed forces and the generals have dug very deep roots. They've inserted themselves into all elements of business and local government, and she can't push too fast. We're not quite sure how she will take it, because obviously once she's got a mandate, and assuming she gets a very clear one, she will want to bring about change. She's stressed in these 4 years of reform, when, after all, remember, she's been in Parliament for the last 4 years, so she hasn't had an official role to play. She's really stressed the need to improve the rule of law, to improve transparency, to deal with corruption. But these are very difficult long-term issues. In many ways, you could argue Myanmar, Burma, as you used to call it, has actually changed anyway enormously in the last 4 years. The military has opened up, political prisoners have been released, foreign businesses have come in, the sanctions were lifted. These changes are already in place, but it's unleashed a whole load of new problems that the next government is going to have to deal with. There's a huge amount of inequality. People, it's not clear who owns what bits of land. People who got very rich under the old military governments are still very rich. And we've seen things like, for example, radical nationalist Buddhists unleashing hate against the Muslim minority here. All of those are problems the next government will deal with. So it's not going to be a honeymoon. It's going to be a difficult period wheedling the military out of everything it's controlled for the last half century and trying to bring a semblance of normalcy to a country that has been anything but normal for that long.
And if you look at it on a map, you can see that this is a country that is very strategically located in between, you know, China and India and all these power players in that region. This is a country that President Obama visited last year. Is the relationship with the U.S. likely to change?
I don't think so. In fact, you know, whatever problems there are, I think the relationship will strengthen. And I think, you know, any government here, it doesn't matter, frankly, whether it's military or elected, recognizes its important position and will want even relationships, not just with India and China, the US and Europe, but of course with all their neighbors in Southeast Asia. It is a member of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And you could argue that, I mean, those governments in the rest of Southeast Asia engaged with Burma a long time before the US and Europe did, and argued for gradual change, and that the progress that the generals saw taking place in the rest of Southeast Asia encouraged them to take this path, these steps towards reform. So it's going to be a very even-handed foreign relations, inviting support, but not wanting to be too dependent on any of the people on its borders and its trading partners.
The BBC's Jonathan Head joining us from Yangon in Myanmar in what looks like a big win for the party of the opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi in the elections there. Jonathan, thank you.
Good to talk to you.